We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Immigration. There was a bill on the floor, on the House floor today, that was deemed a compromise between moderates and conservatives. The legislation would have provided a path to citizenship for recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, that's the Dreamers or DACA, as well as $25 billion for border security, including the president's border wall. It did not pass. The vote was 301 against, 121 for. We got a couple of statements from our own congresspeople, but Eric Paulson was gracious enough to join us. Eric, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Congressman.
Hey, good afternoon. It's a disappointing afternoon, but good to be with you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, tell us, you voted yes for this. You were one of, 121 congresspeople who voted yes, 301 voted no. Why did you vote the way you did, Congressman?
Well, you know, a couple of reasons, as we've talked about before, and, you know, hardliners in both parties have prevented us from moving forward and making progress on fixing a broken immigration system. And I voted yes on this proposal because it had the natural compromise of guaranteeing security for the border, which is what the president's been talking about, in exchange for giving a path. For the first time, the House has actually voted to give a permanent path for eventual citizenship and legal status for Dreamers. And we're talking up to 2 million people that have been brought into the country through no fault of their own as young children. And now that these young immigrants continue to be trapped. So we haven't secured a future for young immigrants. We haven't secured our border. And it's a classic case where, for a lot of my colleagues, you know, and I understand they have their own issues maybe with the bill, or no bill can be perfect, but when nothing is good enough, nothing is what you get. And unfortunately, that's where we're still at. We're going to perpetuate a broken system right now.
And that's what your fellow Congress people said. We have statements from Betty McCollum and also Representative Tim Walz tweet. And Betty says, it failed. It failed the Dreamers. It refused to address the crisis of family separation. But let's talk specifically about the Dreamers, because I understand that that was a big deal for the Democrats. And this seemed to allow a path to citizenship for the Dreamers. How did it fail them?
Well, I think part of the challenge is that, again, hardliners in both parties have kind of dug in. And there are certainly some Democrats that have said, look, we don't necessarily have to find a resolution on this prior to the election because we'll have something good to fight on. And because it's opposite of what the president maybe, you know, would want to compromise on. And I just think that's wrong. I think it's better to give comfort and permanency and confidence to these young Dreamers, who I've met with, by the way. We have them in Minnesota. We know who they are. And by and large, they want to be productive citizens in our society. They've gone to school, and the tests were there. You got to be an education system. You have to work, or you have to be in the military. And then you can have essentially a merit-based system where they'll go to the front of the line. And based on a scoring system, if they meet those requirements, they'll be allowed to be here and eventually apply for citizenship. And so I think some folks just dig in and saying, well, that's not quite good enough. And some of it's politics, which, again, makes it very frustrating.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said it best, Congressman. The extremes are driving the narrative right now. Conservatives, many conservatives, don't want to do anything that could be interpreted by their constituents as providing a path for amnesty. And many liberals don't want to pay a red cent for President Trump's $25 billion wall. So how on earth do you move the dialogue forward? Are you ever going to be able to find enough common ground to enact any kind of meaningful legislation?
Well, we have to keep trying, and I'm certainly going to continue to put all of my effort into it. I mean, compromise should not be a dirty word, and we need to figure out – I'm not sure what the next path forward is right now because this just happened, but we absolutely need to make sure we're permanently ending the separation of children from their parents at the border. I mean, that was also fixed in this bill, and that's unconscionable, I think, for most of us. That's why it's kind of hard to believe that people actually voted no on that. But that being said, it's too important to give up on that now. And so we have to pay attention to that as well and make sure we address that at a minimum. But I think just knowing we had an opportunity for a path for these young immigrants and dreamers for the first time on a merit-based system. It's exactly what even the president said he would support as a natural compromise. Makes sense. It really makes sense.
Congressman, since we have you on the line, what is your reaction to the imminent retirement of Justice Kennedy? And what do you think that portends for the Supreme Court and for, you know, bills going forward?
Yeah, this is I won't say it was a shock because there were rumors of the expected retirement at some point because he's served, you know, on the high court, I think, for 30 some years. And that's a pretty lengthy term within your, time to serve the country, especially when you're sort of considered the swing justice that's made the determining decision in a lot of majority cases. So I think the good news now is that there are going to be plenty of candidates that will be vetted, that can be brought forward. I think one of them should actually be a Minnesotan, David Strauss, who
yes.
was just recently confirmed, ironically, to the circuit court.
Yep.
He's from our Minnesota, you know, background and, you know, lives in our area. And he, I think he actually made the list of the president's possible recommendations back a couple of years ago. So keep an eye on that. That may happen. And look, all of us may not agree with any of the justices' opinions, Justice Kennedy, et cetera, but he always has acted with integrity and respect and dignity, you know, really benefiting our nation's highest court when that's, you know, that type of jurisprudence is really what we need to continue.
I just want to keep you for one more second. We know you have another call. The Supreme Court ruled today that government workers can't be forced to contribute to labor unions that represent them in collective bargaining. A, do you agree with what the ruling is, and how will this affect Minnesotans?
Yeah, I don't have the details on that ruling, but, you know, on the face of it, it seems to make sense. It's hard to say what the impact will be in Minnesota, but I think we're going to see trends where a lot of folks may have brought cases forward to the court, or we may see this in the future where they don't want to see, you know, union dues automatically deducted if they don't want to have the option, for instance, of making the decision on their own. That's individual freedom, personal liberty, et cetera. So stay tuned, I think, on some of those issues.
Congressman Eric Paulson, thanks for carving out some time for our listeners. We appreciate it, and hope you can salvage some of your evening, sir.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks very much. Have a great night.
You too.
You got it. They're busy. They're trying to get stuff done. They're busy, so we get it. We want to hear your calls. We want to open up the phones. Hey, immigration, unions. We're going to talk more about unions at 5:30, but we know we haven't had a chance to let you chime in.
Yeah, we want to hear from you.
Let's take Bill before we go to the break. Hey, Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Say, if this bill addressed the Dreamers and addressed some of the things that both sides wanted, and the Democratic side said, well, it'll give them something to run on if they don't fix something. How absolutely absurd is that? So they kind of prove that no one wants to fix some of this stuff until either they get in control and then everybody's a hero. I mean, this stuff, it probably applies to both sides. But, I mean, my God.
That's why I'm so frustrated. This bill, I wasn't perfect.
They want a perfect. It's
it,
never
it wasn't
a perfect,
but it was something. Everybody got something, and everybody lost something in this bill.
Yeah, but if it addressed the Dreamers, mm-hmm. which the Democratic people are worried about, and yeah, like you said, it's not perfect. I mean, you have to vote these people out and then vote people in that actually want to compromise and fix the problems mm-hmm. that. The country that we're trying to deal with.
That's right,
Amen.
Bill. That's right, Bill. Preach it. That's Bill it. For president.
Thank you. No doubt.
Thanks for the call, Bill. If the lawmakers are listening, Eric probably still is, that's what they need to hear. We want compromise.
Don't you think at some point the political pendulum will swing back in that direction compromise isn't a dirty word?
I agree.
And that if you
agree.
Don't compromise, mm-hmm. you're out.
I totally agree
with
you.
You will get voted out.
Yes, it will.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.